that you move up to the front a little bit, if possible, to allow people to come in later to sit in the back and won't disturb us as much. Plenty of chairs up towards the front. And it will get warmer, not cooler, as the afternoon goes on. So you might want to remove your jackets and make yourself as comfortable as possible. There's also a no-smoking rule for this room this afternoon, which, since our speakers are willing to observe, I will ask each of you to do so also. My name is Chuck Heatherly. I'm the chairman of the panel this afternoon. I think I know most of you, but very briefly, I'm the director of the White House Fellowships Program and have been a member of this society for, I don't know, at least 12 years, 12, 13 years, and I've had the pleasure of attending many, many meetings and chairing a couple of sessions on the West Coast. And I'm really honored to be allowed to chair this session this afternoon in Washington. I won't exert the chair's usual prerogative of putting in a commercial for my own program, the White House Fellowships Program, except to say that we do have literature on the table outside, and I'd invite your attention to it. When I'm chided or kidded by some of my friends, point out that I started my political career in 1964 for Barry Goldwater, trying to unseat Lyndon Johnson, and I'm now administering one of Lyndon Johnson's programs, which is sometimes cited as proof of Evans' Law, which I will come back to later. I point out in defense that the White House Fellowships Program is one of the very few of Lyndon Johnson's programs that the country can still afford. You can't even find its budget without a magnifying glass. I would like to remind all of you to, Joe Morris can find it because it's in his agency. I hope he doesn't find it. Thank you, Joe. I'd like to remind all of you that of the rule that the comments of our speakers are off the record. If any members of the press present, please observe that rule. Do not quote without the express permission of the speaker. And please, let's not have any games like the White House press corps would do, and that is leak it to someone else who will then print it. So that is an important rule for our speakers. The topic of this afternoon is the global challenge, the precise nature of which is left to our speakers to define for us. I would only speculate about the singular nature of the global challenge rather than the plural of global challenges. And I'm anxious to see how whether our speakers will follow this hint and tell us what the global challenge is. Our first speaker, we will go alphabetically this afternoon, will be the prototype of the proverbial man who needs no introduction, M. Stanton Evans. Pat Buchanan had to bow out at the last minute. He's either in the Soviet Union or on his way to the Soviet Union. For what purposes, we can only speculate. But we hope that they are benevolent. I think they would be. Stan is well known to all of us, I'm sure. I will not dwell on his distinguished career as a journalist, author, syndicated columnist, one of the founders of GAF and ACU, one of the founders of this organization. And it occurred to me that, Stan, you keep founding organizations. One of these days you'll get it right. Not yet. A man who is as synonymous with American conservatism among the rank and file of the conservative movement as the name of Ronald Reagan is synonymous with American conservatism in the public at large. And most of all, he is known among his legion of admirers as the author of Evans' Law, which stated briefly is that when one of our people gets to a position where he can do us some good, he stops being one of our people. I once told, and sometimes confused with Ryan's Law, but I won't get into that. I once told Stan at an ISI board meeting that I would intend to devote my career in Washington, however brief it might be, to disproving Evans' Law. And I regret to say that few of us have had sufficient taste of power to be tempted yet to be able to either validate or invalidate Evans' Law. But without further ado, Stan Evans.